Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Da Euronics fino al 17 giugno c'è il Black Friday d'estate. iPhone 17 Pro Max da 256 giga a 1399 euro. Info in negozio online. Euronics, un mondo più avanti.
The Bird Show.
So tonight's a big night for you American Idol fans, man. And people are very passionate about this show. Like, we talked to a Bird Show listener earlier this morning and said, not watching.
No more.
Paul is not part of the show. Done with it.
It's terrible.
And she was mad that Adam Lambert didn't win. Still.
Yeah. She's still holding on for that whole thing. Now, she feels that way about Paul. Imagine how many people are going to feel that way about Simon.
Oh, yeah. Totally different show.
So Kara joined us after the Bert show yesterday, and we had to correct her and get her part on board with, you know, never mentioning the word Hotlanta ever again. She fought it a little bit, but I think we won her over on that. Also, you know, my impression was that, look, if I'm Kara and I'm part of the judging panel already, and Paula leaves the show, I mean, you started the show with three judges. I'm doing a great job, so let's just keep it three judges, right? But then they add Ellen to the mix, and if I'm Kara, I'm thinking I'm a little offended.
Like, I would think so.
Like, I'm not good enough to hold this down myself, so we ask her about that. And also some of the talent coming out of Atlanta. She seemed, as everybody always does every year, pretty impressed with Atlanta. So here's Kara DiAguardi, judge on American Idol.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're ramping up for this week, huh?
Getting ready. Very exciting.
I would think you would be. I mean, with Ellen DeGeneres joining and all, this is sort of it's a new, you were fresh number one, and now we got fresh number two coming in.
I'm not a newbie anymore.
I know.
Kind of good to pass the torch, I gotta say. Although she's Ellen. I mean, how much bigger can you get than Ellen? So it's pretty amazing to have her on the show. And we're in Hollywood week, so we're kind of developing that chemistry and, you know, kind of forging that whole thing. It's pretty fun.
So she doesn't join the show that we can see until February, but
right.
I was just curious how much debate went into who was going to sit where.
Well, I think that's still being figured out. Ultimately, I think she'll sit next to Simon, probably, you know, but again, I'm the worst person to ask because I found that I'm always the last person to know. So we'll see, you know, it's really... We're just trying to figure it out. It's like anything that's new. You gotta just see where it all falls together.
When Paula took off and there was this sort of period where it was just going to be the three of you guys, were you surprised that they were going to fill her slot with somebody else? Were you like, hey, we're good right here. You did it with three people before. Why don't we just do it with three people now?
No way. I was like, please. No, I don't want to. I would love to have someone else there. I didn't want all that pressure, to be honest with you. You know, it was. I think that the whole idea of having four judges was to have four judges. It wasn't, you know, we're going to have four this season and then three. They really wanted to go back to the original formula. And I was just happy to hear it was Ellen. You know, I really like her. I have mad respect for her. She's funny. She has great energy. She's good with kids. And I think she has a lot to offer. I think, you know, people that say, oh, she's not in the music business, blah, blah, blah. She loves music. And there are a lot of people out there that have signed great talent just based on that qualification. So I think they made a good decision.
Can you see a point in the season where her popularity becomes so great that it actually affects Simon? Because, you know, he's got that ego thing going on.
I really, you know, I don't know. It's all right now unpredictable, which I think is what makes the show so great. That we don't know what's going to happen. It's truly reality. And, you know, you can't forget that. But I think that really it's about the contestants, too. And we talk so much about the judges all the time. But hopefully we're going to find that amazing talent that's really going to be a big part of the show. You know, I wouldn't discount that.
Kara DiAguardi on The Bert Show, Q100.
Is there any one contestant that sticks out in your mind right now?
There's definitely a bunch of them. I've written them down so that they don't fall through in Hollywood Week. They're definitely, and women, are really good this year. The girls are really good. And last year, not so good.
Well, be careful writing them down, because remember there was that one time Paula did that, and then she started critiquing a guy who hadn't even performed.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, no. Yeah. But no, I don't want them to fall through the cracks, because I think what happens is someone can choke, someone can forget a lyric, and I don't want that to be the reason they go home.
Do you think we're going to have a woman American Idol this year or a guy?
Well, I definitely think there will be a really good chance of having a woman.
Good. We need a girl.
Yes.
We do. We definitely need a girl. And I do think that a lot of times women vote a lot more than men, probably, and at times they may vote, you know, depending on whether the guy's cute, mm-hmm. which is definitely a part of it. You know, you want someone who's attractive, but you also want the best talent.
Carol, what can you tell us about the Atlanta auditions?
Really good talent.
Oh, good.
Well, Atlanta is, you know, in the music business, you guys are known as Hotlanta. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, you said it, Carol.
Oh, boy.
You are.
Oh, wait a sec.
I know,
sec.
Is that
wait.
Cheesy that I said that? But it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hold on, hold
Whenever
on.
They do Billboard covers, or because so much talent comes out of Atlanta. Yeah, you've got some great producers
Kara,
down there.
Hold on, we can't even go. We can't even focus because we have to ask you. We have to recruit you into our army because you just committed such a violation.
Yeah, you so hit right at help. The heart of this show right now. We started a campaign last year to stop using Hotlanta to refer.
Did you really?
We did.
Well, you know what? I'm just picking up on what's been out there. I mean, but it really is. You can't deny, though, that Atlanta, there's a lot of talent that comes out.
Atlanta is hot in the music industry, but it's not Hotlanta because that, ew.
Moving forward, will you promise?
Is it just because it's a corny phrase?
Yeah, and it's just been around forever, and we're trying to come up with something.
All right, well, what
could
we come up with?
We call it Freshlanta.
Freshlanta?
No, it's cool to call it the A or the ATL or whatever.
I think we could do better than that, actually.
Yeah, they call it the A or the ATL or whatever. We just put, I mean, moving forward, if you could never use the word Hotlanta ever again, we would be
I'm
so
gonna
tight.
I'm going to shut my mouth.
But
if I see that on any cover, I'm just going to burn the whole thing.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Now we're all on the same page.
You've got me now. I'm on your team.
Can you give us any hints about what you saw in Atlanta? Does anybody immediately stick out in your head from Atlanta?
Yes, definitely. And if I told you the names, then I'd have to definitely retire from American Idol. I can't, you know, that's one thing. They're, don't say anything, don't say who it is. But I'm telling you, when you watch the show, you'll see there's some really good talent. And Mary J. is hilarious.
I know she was the guest judge when you guys were here, right?
Yeah, there were a few moments where she was really funny. And she's really real, which is what I love about her. You know, she's all about whether somebody moves her.
Kara DioGuardi, American Idol judge on The Burt Show, Q100.
Now, I know all the cities probably kind of, you know, blend together after, you know, doing a whole season of these city visits. But did Atlanta have, do you recall Atlanta having the guys stand out more or the girls stand out more?
I would say it was a pretty split down the middle.
Oh, you're walking right down the line on us.
No, I really would, because I actually have been through the tapes. I've been watching, because I want to look at them before Hollywood Week to make sure that I don't, you know, I get my eye on the ones that I think are really good. And I would say it was split down the middle. Well, I'm really saying that. I'm not playing, you know, diplomatic.
Yeah.
This one I'm not. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Well, good luck this season, and I think we've also accomplished the Hotlanta thing with you today also, so I feel good about
this. Oh, you know what? Time. That is out of my... Why did you even say it? You just gave a tower. You can't say that.
We You're already corrected me. I'm on your team.
Why don't we call it the blank-lanta?
We call it the H word. Don't say the H word anymore, Kara.
Okay, I'm never, ever going to say it again.
Kara, thanks a lot.
You have my word.
Appreciate your time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Da Euronics fino al 17 giugno c'è il Black Friday d'estate. iPhone 17 Pro Max da 256 giga a 1.399 euro. Info in negozio online. Euronics, un mondo più avanti.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.